This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Thanks to everybody for joining us down here. We're live at Moxie's, part of Restaurant Week. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Glad to have you back, man.
Good to be back.
Good.
Ants got me. Ants got me Saturday, though. I was doing yard work. They got in my shoes. I felt one, and I thought, there's no way there's an ant in my shoes. So I kept, they probably got me 15 times on each foot.
Dang it.
And I walked over an ant pile.
Did it swell up and have those welty things on there?
They're bad.
And they hurt?
Yeah. They hurt and itch like crazy. So I'm trying to ignore them right now. But they've been on board for probably 48 hours now. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
I'll tell you what, man. The ant pile.
Yeah.
I can't avoid it sometimes.
I know. I mean, they're crafty.
I'll tell you what. I've played golf before. And, like, I've hit the ball so poorly that you end up in bad areas.
Yeah.
And I've hit balls out of ant piles. I didn't even know it. Mm. You know, now they're – and you're right. Yeah. And you get bit on – and right – I'll tell you what happens. Your sock – They somehow get on that little edge of the sock, your ankle sock, and it like, and the next thing you know, you're just like, how did that thing get in? I mean, you can feel it in your toes moving around.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I should have stopped immediately, taken my socks and shoes off and, you know, dunked them in water or something.
What's the deal? Like, mom and dad had you doing yard work?
No, this is when I got home. You know, the weeds had grown a little bit in the flower beds, and I needed to clean up around the pool equipment and stuff. So I was doing one of those outside weed eating days, and boom, got me.
All right.
It's either the ants or the damn poison ivy. I cannot go out there and do yard work without something tearing me up.
It just kind of makes you not want to do yard work.
That's right.
You know, it's a reason. Yeah, I don't want to do yard work today.
I hear you, man. I hated it growing up. It was just kind of like, hey, you go over to grandparents' house, next thing you know, I'm doing yard work.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't want to pull the weeds, you get your ass out there and do it. So, yeah, it's not something that I like doing. I did love your picture of Zigzag Oregon, though.
That was cool.
Like, hell yeah.
That was cool.
I was stoked that I remembered to snap that
Dairy
as we
Queen.
Drove through.
Yeah. Zigzag Oregon.
Well, there's a Dairy Queen about 800 yards up the road in the town of Rhododendron, Oregon.
Is it called a Dairy Queen or a Dairy Mart?
It's a Dairy Queen.
It's Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I accidentally got a cheeseburger.
Like accidentally?
Was
it good?
Thing? No. I ate maybe a quarter of it.
Oh, no.
I thought I was ordering it for Remy, but she'd already gotten some chicken strips ordered for her, so I ended up with that. I should have just ordered.
Should just ordered
ice cream.
Yeah.
You get it.
That's the way to go.
Well, I've got some questions for you guys. We're getting ready for training camp coverage here in a little bit, so I've got some questions that – I always test these questions
Fire
on you
away,
guys,
man.
And then I do these podcasts and I see if they're any good or not. But
so we're your guinea pig.
You're guinea pigs. Zach, I'll start with you on this one. Will all this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
You know what?
All this off-season attention be good or bad for Micah Parsons' season?
I'm just going to go with good. And the reason is, I don't think Micah gives a damn. Honestly, I don't think Micah cares. I think Micah is going to do his thing. And he has talked about this is motivation, adding sure. fuel to the fire. You know, it just, I mean, his quote talking about some of the criticism was, you know, people have expectations for him to be even better, to be even greater.
Sure.
So hopefully he does harness that into a positive. But regardless, I think we're still going to see the same version of Micah Parsons that goes and dominates and is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. The big question is he able to sustain the impactful plays later into the season? Because we've seen that fade in the final, say, month of the year, the last couple of years.
Dawson?
I think it'll be good for his play. I think, you know, a little something extra to prove. I think that's good. I do wonder how the chemistry is on this football team. Like, it happens on a lot of teams in every sport. When the expectations gets high and the pressure gets high and then things don't go well, the aftermath of that can be really trying. And it doesn't seem like they're connected right now. The offseason has said nothing but fragmented defensive locker room to me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I agree with you, Woolchuck, that I don't think he cares about all the attention. But there's the side of me that believes he also hears everything.
He does.
He can act like he doesn't care, but he does care.
Yeah, because he has an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always commenting
about it. And I like the angle Dawson took, because I wonder if things start to go bad, are fingers going to start to get pointed at him and others, you know, the leaders, supposedly the leaders on this team?
I think that's a fair question.
Because Dak always takes the criticism.
Yes, and Mike, I do think we'll do some finger pointing.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you on that. Okay, how about this one for you, Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you. Gosh, that looks excellent, by the way.
Fantastic, man. Mm.
What'd you get there?
A spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna roll. Gosh, dang, that's a beautiful.
It does look beautiful. That presentation's outstanding.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Do you feel like training camp and preseason games will be enough to have a read on Trey Lance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because if he doesn't play a lot, then that will tell you a lot. And if he does play, then it'll be his opportunity to show that he can do something. Absolutely.
What about you, Woolchuck?
Yes, I think the preseason is going to be big for him. He needs the reps. And like I've been saying, I'd love for them to give him a full game. Give him four quarters. Let him go out there and play as much as he can. I think that will be at least enough. Better than what last year they traded for him at the end. We didn't see anything. So I think it'll definitely be enough to kind of get somewhat of a gauge of where he's at.
Okay, will it give you enough of the gauge to say that he will be the quarterback in 2025?
Ooh, that's a fantastic question. I would say no. I don't think we're going to have enough satisfactory information.
Okay, could you also, on the flip side, if he looks like not good?
Yes.
Could you say,
if he doesn't look good, that will be enough.
Will you be able to say, not good, moving on? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Or you think you'll be able to, not good, moving on, or you're going to say, looks good, he could be our guy. Which direction you think this is going to go?
I think that we will be able to say he looks like he possibly could be the guy.
Okay.
I think he's going to look okay.
I think they'll get to a point where if he is the starter, it's only because they're still digging out of the cap. I have zero confidence right now that Trey Lance can still be a guy.
That's fair.
He got drafted a long time ago at this point.
See, I wonder if there's going to be people that say that he looks bad in practices and doesn't look good in games, and it's completely they don't have a guy. They're going to have to.
They might end up in that scenario.
Yeah.
It'll come down to who's available in the draft next year. And if they pick in the middle of the first round, then maybe they want to let it go one more year when they could pick in the top 10.
Yeah. Sure. The practice thing's just tough because you've just seen a quarterback here for a decade that wasn't a good practice guy,
right?
If
he does practice well and shows up well, are we going to be like a little bit – are you going to feel a little bit easier about maybe letting Dak walk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That would be exciting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got to get the winds of change blowing.
Yeah.
You know, you need a new candidate. Yeah. It's a big job to take this team to a Super Bowl.
All right, speaking of Dak, Wooly Bully. Dak's interception numbers will be higher because he's asked to throw the ball more due to the lack of running game.
Yeah, that's true. Because we did those over-unders.
It might not be his fault.
No.
Might not be his fault, but they have no running game. Are you going to be able to – are you living with that,
yeah,
with the numbers?
I am. And we did the over-under like 11.5 on Friday. I took the over because I think that his yards will go over. I think the touchdowns will go over. But it's because he's going to have to be asked to literally carry the offense. Because you have – like maybe the offensive line you hit on your two rookies and you end up being able to block and you can run the football. But right now I don't think we have any hope that they're going to have a consistent running game. So when you talk about more attempts passing,
right,
you are creating more risk of opportunity to throw interceptions.
Right.
Therefore, I do believe that he will throw more picks.
Dawson, you think he's going to throw more picks because he's going to be asked to carry a poor running game?
I mean, he was asked to do that last year a lot, right?
Right.
I think it came I think what alleviated it last year was Tyron Smith's health.
Yeah.
So I got to know how good Guyton is.
Yeah.
Can Guyton hold it down at left tackle? If so, I think Dak can deal with whatever other challenges the line presents for him.
Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Mike Zimmer's scheme will eliminate the big plays, but will not yield as many turnovers.
100%.
Will this fan base be good with that?
Ooh.
Will the fan base be good with limiting big plays or eliminating big plays, but not creating turnovers?
I don't think they will because I don't see them winning enough games and the wins of the potpourri.
Yeah. I think it comes down to the wins as well. But I do wonder if you limit the big plays, does that end up helping in the win column, right? So, I mean, it's going to be tough to sustain, even if Dan Quinn had to come back, the success that they've had with turnovers. It's been a crazy high mark. So I think ultimately, no. I don't think the fan base will be happy. One, because you're not going to have as many wins. And two, yeah, I think ultimately there's no way that they're going to have as many turnovers with this new defensive
scheme. See, I agree. I think that what's going to happen is, and Mike's even said this, not going to create a lot of turnovers here, guys, but I'm not going to give up big plays.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the fan base, if all of a sudden week six or week seven, they're going to go, this scheme doesn't create turnovers.
Yeah,
but they're top 10. You know, is the fan base going to be happy with that, or are they not going to be happy?
Top
with
10
it?
Defense.
Top 10
no,
defense.
It would have to transform it into like a top 3 defense, where you're like, hey, we're not getting the takeaways, but we're allowing 17 points per game, guys.
Yeah,
this
right.
is great.
Yeah,
right.
We're one of the best defenses in football. Because the other thing is, how many of those times did they turn it over, but they were getting defensive touchdowns?
Yeah,
like I mean, Deron Bland set a record for pick sixes last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every day brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. We are live at Moxie's, and it's part of Restaurant Week. Looks like Wolchuk has some delicious fare to enjoy here at the break. Come by.
Looks delicious.
Crack them, and enjoy something off the menu. And we'll be back with 4 more hours of content. NFL News of the Day is next. Wolchuk, where are we going?
Has the NFL forgotten about Joe Burrow? And why are so many of these players left unsigned? That's next in the Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.